You're about to hear Knife Skills, a new Alaskan radio play from KBBI AM 890 and Blue Jay Productions. Written and directed by Lindsay Schneider, with sound design by Olivia Wheeler. Featuring Helen Thea Marcus as Margot, Peter Shepard as Andy, Chloe Plesnack as Line, Theodore Castellani as Ren, Ingrid Harold as Christina, and Daryl Oliver as John. Our story takes place at Susitna Lodge, a deluxe wilderness lodge in Lake Clark National Park, Alaska. Christina, one of the owners, leads guests on a tour around the lodge, while Margot, Andy, Ren, and Line hide from the tour in the kitchen.
There's no place like Lake Clark National Park. Stretching from beautiful Cook Inlet to the Aleutian Range, it's over 4 million acres of amazing untouched wilderness. That's larger than Connecticut and Rhode Island combined.
You're stepping on my foot.
Shh. The area has been populated by Alaska natives since at least 10,000 BCE, and it's currently the home of the Dena'ina, who retain subsistence rights to the land in the national park. From bear viewing to fishing to sightseeing, there's more than enough to do in Lake Clark. In fact, you'll probably feel as if you haven't had enough time to do it all. Here at Susitna Lodge, we're here to help guide you in your exploration and make sure your home base is the absolute peak of comfort and luxury. Of course, Susitna Lodge is more than just Alaska's premier wilderness lodge. Under the leadership of James Beard Award-nominated chef Andy D'Souza, our kitchen team prepares an incredible spread after any wilderness adventure. Now, if you'll follow me out to the boardwalk, you'll see our sauna and spa house on your right. Susitna Lodge is completely off the grid. We use gas-powered generators and solar panels to heat the entire complex. The lodge was built in...
Is she gone?
I think so. Ren, did you know that Lake Clark National Park is the size of Connecticut and Rhode Island combined?
I actually didn't.
Did you know that Andy D'Souza was nominated for a James Beard Award?
He's mentioned that a few times.
And did you know that a very small fraction of the $1,200 that you pay to stay at Susitna Lodge each night goes to two hotshot chefs, one clueless dishwasher, and one experienced and lifelong Alaskan line cook.
I wonder who that could be.
Line, it's not so bad. The scenery makes it all worth it. Mm-hmm. Gaze upon the majestic vistas, the fryer, the prep station, the dish pit.
Yeah, very scenic. The rich get the real view.
One day I'll stay here.
Yeah, right.
I'll take the tour instead of hiding from it. I'll bring expensive outdoor gear that I'll only wear once, and I'll hit on the chef.
Sure you will.
But only to amuse myself. As a millionaire down on their luck, I need the entertainment. I just had to escape to Alaska.
Oh, the Riviera wasn't entertaining enough?
No, I hadn't felt happy since the divorce.
Don't say that word around here.
What? Happy?
No, divorce.
They'll work it out, probably.
They'd keep the business no matter what.
With their fights? I wouldn't bet on it. I like my lodges drama-free, and if they mess up my income, I swear to God.
They won't.
I'll believe it when I see it. Both of them are nuts, and they make each other worse.
Don't say that. Christina's all right.
Anyone who marries John is not all right, in any capacity.
Shut up, Line.
Do you think they'll circle back here?
Probably not. Why? Want to meet the clients? We're down a server.
Ha. You're gonna have to try a little harder than that.
Actually, I take that back. Don't serve. You have to be nice to work front of house.
I am nice.
I don't remember you doing so well in that hospitality course we took.
Big talk for someone who barely passed bartending.
At least I can pretend to be charming.
Oh, if you're such a social butterfly, Get out there. Don't be the chef. I know a very qualified replacement.
Ooh. Watch out, Andy. She's gonna take your job.
Touché. You know I appreciate you.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Can we play some music?
We have to listen to Mumford & Sons one more time.
Fine. All right. Play something else.
Stop the party on my account.
Wouldn't dream of it.
You're prepping early. I have the best crew in the state, don't I? I'm the luckiest lodge man in Alaska.
I'd say. How'd it go over at lunch?
Well, let me read you some stunning reviews. Artistry like I've never seen. Best rockfish tacos I've ever had. Mm-hmm. And my personal favorite, you'd think you were in a gourmet Chicago restaurant, not the middle of frickin' nowhere.
Who'd want to go to Chicago?
People who know a good steak when they see one.
Exactly. Now, this new group is here until Sunday, and I'm going to need everyone on. I'm sorry, Ren, you were supposed to be off tomorrow, but no can do.
Oh, that's fine. I'll just take it next week.
We'll see. We're very short-staffed. But that's beside the point. I mean, who can say their staff has been working together for 5 months straight and they're not ready to kill each other? Not many owners. Tim at Denali Wilderness Lodge is tearing his hair out right now. His housekeeper screwing the prep cook, and everybody hates each other.
Lovely.
Isn't it? I couldn't ask for a better crew. Rand, Line holding it down like always. And what would we do without our dream team? Everyone's favorite couple, will they or won't they? Margot and Andy.
Aren't you always saying we need to keep it professional?
Margot, take that stick out of your ass. You know I'm just joking. I'm very proud of your work this season. Your plating gets better and better.
Thank you.
And Andy, our captain. That feature in Culinary Northwest they ran with that Galician octopus, incredible. You've done good work for us lately.
That's what you pay me for.
Right. And I don't regret it.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
I can't wait to see what you do for this next group. Do you know who's coming in?
Who?
Christina didn't tell you?
No. Is it someone important?
God bless her. She knows I love this kind of stuff. We have a party of 18 coming from Europe.
Huh?
The sister of the King of Belgium and her extended family.
No, really?
Why?
Yes, way. The Archduchess, her husband, their 5 kids, her brother, the husband's parents, and some family friends. Are you kidding me? They could have gone to any other wilderness lodge.
That's great.
You're flipping right, it's great. In other news, Christina will be helping Jess in the front of the house. Emily's got stomach flu. She's not fit to serve, so to speak. Which reminds me, wash your hands. We can't have that spreading. Got that?
Yeah. Good thing Christina can step in.
What would we do without her, huh? And what would you do without Margot? We need our boss ladies, I'm telling you. You can quote me on that, and that's a feminist statement right there.
He's always like that, right? I'm not missing anything? Any dear old dad moments? Any instances of genuine self-reflection?
Nope, that's it.
25 menus open, everybody.
They set dinner already? Come on.
You think he's busy? Maybe later?
Just cook. Behind!
Are you done with that?
Yeah, take it. Corner!
Pass me that, Margo.
Watch that pan.
You're right. Thanks.
Behind.
Food's up.
Ren, honey, can you pass me a spoon?
Yep.
Thanks.
I think we're getting better at that. Your fish looked good.
Thanks. Usually we're flagging by this point.
Speak for yourself, I am flagging.
Nobody asked you. The chefs are talking.
The chefs are talking. Well, that leaves out two of us, salad slave.
You are so odd.
Aw, Line.
How long has it been since your last day off?
I'm fine.
As your boss.
But don't pull that.
You pulled a double for me last time so I could have it off.
I'm not here for vacation.
Fine, don't get a day off.
Well, don't sass me. I need the money. And I like the work.
All right.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Break time. Cigarette?
Oh, do not smoke in here.
Yes, Mom.
Ha-ha. Ren, are you coming?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Are you sure?
You should get some fresh air.
It's fine. Just cut me early. Enjoy your break.
Suit yourself.
I wish I could be out here all day.
Yeah. Me too.
I used to work at a lodge in the interior, but this view is better.
It's really something.
We don't get enough of it. Do you ever miss home?
No.
You've taken to it well.
We'll make an Alaskan out of you yet.
I could work up here forever. Once I cooked with fish caught yesterday, I knew I couldn't go back. I'm glad you told me about this place.
Me too. See that?
Where?
Look past that first boardwalk, and then down.
Aw, it's got a baby.
Cute little guys, aren't they?
I didn't know they had river otters on this side.
You've never seen one?
No. Shockingly, I spend a lot of my time in the kitchen.
Well, if you've seen one otter, you've seen them all.
I think John throws crab shells over the railing after dinner.
Seriously?
Don't tell him I told you that.
But that's illegal.
I know.
That's how animals get domesticated and forget how to hunt for themselves.
Okay, Ranger Rick.
Funny.
Don't say anything to John.
Don't give her any ideas.
Now, why would I want to do that?
I don't know why you're freaking out.
Uh-oh.
You were supposed to help fix the water heater with me and Mike at Cabin 8. Every time I need your help, you're always messing around with Andy and Margo.
I had to tell the crew about the Belgian. Our employees need to know what's going on around here. You want to do everything yourself, but we're a team. It's not the Christina show. Really, I think you need to start treating this a little more like a serious business partnership.
I'm the one who needs to be more serious. Why don't you stay out of the kitchen and actually do your job for once?
Oh, would you stop it, Christina? We wouldn't be getting those magazine features without their work. I don't care if it's a steak or some hipster pandering wild-crafted low-carb sea veggie bullshit served on a plate made of rocks. We've got a reputation here, and I'm committed to keeping it that way. So I'm sorry if they get an iota more attention than you during the workday. Please forgive me.
Andy doesn't need you in his kitchen. He can handle himself and his crew without your interference.
Mm-hmm. Go, come in, go, go, what are you doing go, go. Here?
Checks are in. Here you go, Margot.
Thanks.
Lime.
Thank you.
Ren.
Ooh.
Andy. You've been on the clock a lot.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's what we pay him for.
You're gonna bankrupt me if you keep that up. Get him a day off, please.
You know what? Take tomorrow off, Andy. Margo, you're up.
You want me to cook tomorrow? For the Belgians?
What do you think I meant? I don't pay you to wash dishes.
Hey.
If you want to experiment a little, take tomorrow afternoon to plan. Got these two knuckleheads after lunch.
Are you sure? If you need me, I'd be more than willing to work dinner.
Like you have for the last 25 days in a row. Come on, Andy. You need to start thinking like a boss. You're a big man now, not the lieutenant anymore. Take a break. You deserve it.
If you say so.
I do. Besides, I want to see what our Margot can do. She's asked enough time for a little more responsibility.
Well, thanks for thinking of me.
The least I can do. You're making me famous. Now get out of here before I take it back. And you, Margot, I can't wait to see what you cook up for King and Company or Duchess and Company, whatever. Less than 24 hours to go. Better start thinking. If you haven't realized, this is a big deal.
Great.
Margot, this is so cool.
Yeah, it is.
Congrats.
Thanks.
I'll see y'all later, I guess. Good night.
Night, Andy.
Thanks,
Thank
Andy.
You.
Yeah,
Sleep
thanks.
In for me.
Good night.
John, do you mind if I take a couple of books onto the deck? Just to get an idea.
Sure thing, sweetheart. Turn the lights off when you're done. Line, Ren, you can be off.
Mm.
Thanks. Bye, John.
You're okay in here, Margo?
Yeah. I won't be long.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Good night, Margo. I'm so happy for you.
Thanks. Good night.
You amaze me.
Stop.
You really do.
If John sees you, he won't give you another day off for the rest of the summer.
I don't care. I'll risk it.
You shouldn't.
I'm going to.
You're stubborn.
I am. So I'm working too many hours, huh? Thought you'd give me a day off.
I wasn't lying. You have way too much overtime.
How very selfless of you.
You'd work yourself into the ground if I let you.
Glad you don't, then. You're a lot smarter than me.
No, I'm not.
I barely do anything in comparison to you.
You're crazy. You're on every single night. Always a smile on your face and something nice to say to everyone. How do you do it?
No, hold on. I was trying to compliment you. Don't you go hijacking me like that. You're incredible. You run this entire lodge while John talks the guests' ears off. God, when clients come in and they shake his hand before yours, call it his place, it makes me sick. I wish everyone could see how hard you work.
You know that doesn't matter to me. As long as the guests are happy, you're happy.
But it matters to me.
You're too good to me. I don't deserve you.
If I was so good, I'd be waiting for it all to be finalized before doing this.
If I was so good, I'd have filed already.
Christina!
I know, I haven't been able to get over to town.
You should try to, in the next few weeks.
I will. I'll try my best, but I...
What?
It sounds horrible, but I just don't care anymore. I'd love to get out of this mess. We could run away together. Go off into the wilderness and not tell anyone where we went.
Sounds good to me. I've never believed in traditional marriage myself.
Oh, you wouldn't.
Are you surprised?
No, it's just formality anyways. We know what we want.
You're not wrong there.
Come on, it's too dark in here.
Afternoon.
Jesus.
What?
Nothing. You scared me is all.
John sure sprung a lot on you last night. How'd your prep work go after I left?
It went well. Uneventful.
You seem a little out of it. Is everything okay?
Yeah. I just like being in here by myself. I need room to think.
What? You can't think crammed in here with the rest of us?
Very funny.
I swear, we're so close, I know what all of you smell like by now. I mean, when you don't smell like food. Line smells like cigarettes, Andy has that sexy woodsy barnman thing going on, and you're all laundry detergent and discipline.
How flattering. You do come to wonder, though, if you really know the people you're working with.
Are you kidding? Of course we do. We have, what's the word? Camaraderie.
Hmm.
Sometimes I feel like we're all sailors and we just have to stick it out together or die. Sure, you all suck and this job is crazy, but I know I could trust all of you when it really counted. I know you'd be there.
Linewood and Andy, without a doubt. Don't get me wrong, normally I have a lot of doubts, but never about you guys.
And what about John?
Oh, absolutely not. I wouldn't trust John as far as I could throw him. Mm-hmm. And I have no upper body strength. Don't let my looks fool you. He's a bastard.
Yeah.
Funny, decent manager, drunk uncle vibes, but a bastard nonetheless.
You're not wrong. But that's the type that you run up against, though, if you want to get anywhere in the industry.
God. Yeah, it's horrible. Even worse than for us entry levels.
I wouldn't let him pick on you.
Yeah?
Yeah. No one picks on my dishwasher.
Thanks, Margot. You're the best.
I don't know about that. Why are you back anyways? You're off until dinner.
Just wanted to swing by, I guess.
I would have thought you would have liked some time off.
No, not really.
You were quiet this morning. Did someone say something to you?
I don't want to bother you with it.
Ren?
It's kind of a long story.
I have time.
You know how when we all have a smoke, I never come out and join you?
Yes.
I don't want to stay in here. I don't like to leave myself out. I just don't want to be around it. Any of it. When I was 16, I started working at some really rough places. Nice restaurants from the front, but back of house, I started taking things I shouldn't have been taking. That went on for a few years, and I dropped out of school. My cousin, who worked in Haines last summer, told me about Alaska. How out in the bush, you had to be clean. That's why I applied.
I see. What happened last night?
Went for a walk to clear my head after the shift, and my roommate tried to drag me into some work bonfire. John was there. He must have gotten into a fight with Christina again. He was being really weird. My roommate had his guitar, and John kept trying to sing along. Then he wanted everyone to toast to the Belgians. I tried to get away, but he kept needling me. Where are you going, dishwasher? I kept saying I didn't want any, and he wouldn't drop it. Kept calling him my first drink, making fun of me. I ended up throwing it behind me. He was too out of it to notice.
Christ.
I know.
And then what did you do?
Made up some excuse and then got out of there. I didn't want to stick around for more.
I wouldn't either.
I feel just horrible about it. I can't even be around anyone who's partying. I just have to run away.
Do you know how many times I've tried to quit smoking?
No.
4. If I was brave enough to try any of the harder stuff, I would be exactly where you are now.
Really?
Really. Quitting is hard. Don't be so tough on yourself.
I guess you're right.
I am.
If it comes up, would you say something?
To John?
To Christina. If you could just mention that I don't... Well, you don't have to tell her everything I just told you, but...
I won't.
I know they're not on the best of terms anymore, and it's probably a long shot, but if you and her were on my side, I figured that...
I'm on your side. I'll let her know.
Thanks, Margot. You'd make a really good executive chef. Just don't tell Andy that.
Maybe one day. Why don't you see if you can go get some more sleep? If you see her, send her my way.
That's a good idea. Thanks, Margot.
Anytime, Ren. You're not very good at hiding.
Oh. Hey.
Hey.
How's it looking?
I'm stuck on the soup course.
Well, I'm here to help if you need a second opinion.
It's fine. I've got a couple ideas.
Right. I'm surprised he gave it to you. Big clients and all.
Why?
I don't know. Seemed so last minute.
Are you jealous?
I'm the one with the day off. You should be jealous of me.
Aren't I always?
I hope not. It's gotten into you.
Sorry. Nothing. I'm just a little nervous about tonight.
Margot, you're gonna do great.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I think I'll just mess around in here before Lion and Ren have to come back in.
Oh. Of course. I just forgot my phone in here from earlier. From yesterday, I mean. But good luck tonight. I know you'll do amazing.
Thanks. Andy?
Yeah?
Can I talk to you for a quick second about something?
Of course.
It's about Christina.
What about her? Is there a problem?
No. No.
I can talk to her for you.
No, it's not that. It's... This is so bad. I shouldn't even be
talking. What is it?
I saw you two in here last night.
Margo, what you've got to understand
is... I don't.
Yes, of course, because I haven't explained anything to you.
Will I get it if you explain it to me?
Margo, I don't know. Let's go for a walk. Let's go outside.
I should stay here.
What do you want, then? What do you want me to say?
I want you to tell me why you're doing this with her. This is your dream. It's your dream job, and you're so good at it. And I don't get why you would do something too
messed
up.
Margo, listen to me. We're figuring it out. Her and John are breaking up. They have been for 2 years now.
2 years?
Christ, yes, they own a business together. They're entangled. Things are complicated, but they're over.
That's what she's telling you.
And why shouldn't I believe her?
Because she's had plenty of time to leave him.
Don't say that.
Not to mention, she could ruin you in a minute if anything went wrong. One little fight, one little side comment, and you're never getting a position like this again. You're gone. You're done.
It's not like that. I know it looks like that. I know it doesn't look good, but I swear, I know what I'm doing.
I don't agree.
Okay, fine. Why should you care? It's my life. We're just coworkers.
Coworkers. When you wanted to quit culinary school, I stopped you. When Angie dumped you, I was there. When I wanted to come up here, you recommended me. Why? Because I was your coworker? I've known you longer than anyone here.
You think I should have told you?
Well, I didn't want to find out like I did.
I know. I know. I should have. There hasn't been one time in 10 years when I've needed someone and you haven't been there. You're loyal and professional, and I'm nothing like you. I should have trusted you enough to tell you.
Don't say that. I'm worried about you. We've worked too hard together for too long for something like this to screw up everything.
You're right.
I mean, look at you. You could find anyone else outside this place.
No, don't.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I didn't want to bring it up, but I felt like I had to.
No, you're right. We're a team. It's too close for secrets. If we're all lying to each other, we'll never stay sane through the summer. I'd better go. I'll check in on you halfway, just to see if you need anything.
I've got it.
I won't touch a thing, I promise. I just want to see what you'll make.
We're serving the first course at 7:45.
I'll be there.
Andy?
Yes, Margot?
Your phone?
Oh, right. I'll see you later, Margot.
Bye. Fancy, fancy, Julia Child. Not even close. You're right, she cooked weird stuff. Like lamb brains. This looks great. Thanks. You're welcome.
He really screwed up, didn't he? Here we were thinking he was such a team player. Men, they always disappoint, don't they?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Andy, you seemed pretty mad at him.
If you're not going to help me prep, I'd appreciate the time to myself.
A word of advice.
Did I ask?
Stay out of it. I've seen this before. It always blows up.
It's none of your business.
So it's yours? Take it from me. There's not enough room in these places for that kind of drama. I've seen it. Unlike you, this is not my first lodge. People think it's going to be great, all Henry David Thoreau out in the wilderness finding themselves. But then they start to get lonely. They start going a little crazy. They start making bad decisions. They can't remember what day it is, and soon enough they're doing things they'd never do. Picking fights, hurting everyone's chances.
I don't see how this has anything to do with me.
I know your type. You're a good chef because you're the one who just can't leave it alone. Detail-oriented. Don't be the one that makes this worse. Forget the details. Keep your head down.
I'm not the one endangering anyone's job. Maybe Andy should have thought about how this would affect everyone else.
You think meddling is going to make you look like a team player? Stay out of it. Don't cause any drama and don't mess with my job.
Tell that to the chef. No one would ever hold him accountable.
I'd hate to see this place go under. Little Wren doesn't have anywhere else to go.
Go take a walk, Line. The kitchen's getting to you.
Is it? Maybe you're right. But if it's getting to me, it's getting to you.
This looks really good, Margot.
Thanks. Could you read me the menu again?
Of course. Fresh Kachemak Bay oysters on the half shell with hot lemon pepper garnish. Local beet salad with Parmesan crisp. Kabocha curry soup with basil drizzle. Choice of caribou filet mignon with foraged morel mushroom risotto and roasted Brussels sprouts. Or Resurrection Bay black cod, soba, bok choy, and a nuk cham garlic soy reduction. For dessert, alpine lingonberry ice cream with black sesame syrup and local Chinook salmon roe.
Oysters, beet salad, curry soup, filet mignon. Oh, it's been a while since I memorized a menu. Morels, right?
Yep. Mike's friend picks them around Cooper Landing. They're coming up where the fire burned last year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, all the ash fertilizes them.
Well, that's probably why they cost so much.
They're hard to get, and picking them can be dangerous. The fire burns through the roots of the trees, but leaves the rest of the tree looking like normal. So you'll look at a tree and be like, oh, this looks like a normal tree. That's fine. But if you go out on a windy day, the tree which you thought was fine can fall on you and kill you.
Oh, isn't that funny how everything up here is dangerous?
Yeah, it's nuts.
I'll tell that to the guests. They always love little origin stories like that. I mean, minus the part about getting killed by burnt trees.
No, leave that in. It adds a sense of danger. Susitna Lodge risked life and limb for your risotto.
That's true.
Wren, will you go see if Line needs any help?
You got it.
Can I have a quick word with you, Christina?
Sure.
I know you're busy, but my dishwasher is trying to maintain their sobriety.
Okay.
Last night, they got pulled into a party by John and felt really pressured to drink with him and the rest of the crew. It's not a huge deal, but I want to make sure that they feel comfortable here at the lodge.
Christ, the minute I don't watch him. Have Wren tell John to knock it off next time. I know it's not ideal, but it's really so much better for everyone if you just play along. You have to speak his language. I would have thought you'd figured that out by now.
Speak his language. Got it.
Thanks for telling me. I've got enough on my plate as it is without John traumatizing my staff.
That's right. You've got enough on your plate.
You get me. Oh, looks like they're in. You're up.
All right, Lion, are you done back there?
All set.
Great.
Menus are open. They're all getting champagne.
Heard?
Margo, can we get the little girl a different sauce for her oysters? She says they're too spicy.
Wren, would you grab me a roll of rockefeller paste?
Yep.
Christina knows where it's going.
Keep up on that dish pit.
I will, I will.
All right, we're looking at 11 of the kabocha soup and 7 of the salad. No parm crisp on one of the salads. And someone was asking if they could do a chicken noodle instead.
I'll check. Behind. We did minestrone yesterday. We'll have to make one.
Okay. Let's get these out.
Ren, can you make me a hot chocolate? Bar's out of mix.
Got it.
All right, we're looking at 10 black cod and 8 caribou fillets. I need 2 without soba. The French cousins are gluten-free. Sub rice noodles, 1 with no soy.
Do they want a different sauce instead?
I'll go ask.
Could you just give me that?
You can eat it.
It's fine.
I need that chicken noodle for the kid.
Almost ready. Ren!
I'm sorry.
Get a rag. Corner. Jesus, what a mess.
Hey, I need that hot chocolate.
Coming. Here.
Great, thanks. Oh, they are thrilled. Margot, let's keep it moving. Look stressed. And I need another bottle of wine.
Behind you. What about your bar stock?
Didn't get restocked after Emily got sick.
Corner.
Is that why we're so behind?
She usually does it.
I'd hope you could do inventory since that's your job.
No, my job is clients. If you'd excuse me.
Okay, let's fire these entrees. I'll do steak, you do fish.
Bird.
God, don't
take it outside.
Hot corner. Move.
I hope you have.
Whoa,
extra.
Behind.
Yes, we've got extra. Thank you, Christina. We've got it.
It doesn't look like it.
What?
Never mind.
You good?
Yeah, fine. Ren, can you get on those dishes?
Yep.
Lion, you okay out there?
Yeah, coming.
Maybe Andy could take over.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Just do your job, please.
Don't say anything to her.
I won't.
I don't believe you.
I'm not going to.
You promised you wouldn't.
I don't remember saying that.
Come on, Margot.
If I remember correctly, you promised you wouldn't interfere.
Unbelievable.
What's going on here? Hey, Christina, watch your tables.
You watch them.
Fine, how are those fillets? Good,
like
almost
that,
done.
Christina.
Lady in the fourth position decided she doesn't want the fish, so don't redo the burnt one.
Got it.
Make sure you remember that.
Oh, my God.
John, can I talk to you for a second?
Of course.
Margo, I'm taking over.
What?
I said I'm taking over.
But why?
Don't make a scene.
You're the one trying to take my position.
You're not ready.
That's a lie. We had a bit of a rough start, but we're...
Margo, go plate the mains.
What did you say to him?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Why are you doing this?
Because you can't handle the pressure.
That's not true, and you know it.
I know it when I see it.
You've said over and over how I deserved a shot. What happened? Aren't we a team?
We are. So let's do this together.
Together? I'm sure that's what you want.
Don't take things so personally, Margot. It's not all about you.
Thanks, Andy. Looking great.
Thanks, John.
They're loving this.
Good. Did you grab the salmon roll while you're back there?
Why did you do that?
What?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. You just made it worse.
She was being difficult.
Says the hypocrite.
What are you trying to say?
You do realize if you'd let her live her little chef dream for one night, it would be fine, right? But you couldn't do that because you're paranoid.
Huh?
She doesn't even want to tell anyone. I had to dig it out of her.
Dig what?
You know what, Lion? I get why you're just a prep cook.
Dig what?
Yeah, well, at least I'm not screwing the owner.
What?
Why are you guys standing around?
No reason. Just waiting for them to finish up.
They're almost done. Ren, go check your bus tubs.
Yep.
Let's do desserts.
Got somewhere to be, Margo?
Just want to get out of here.
Andy! Everyone is dying out there. They love it.
That's nice, but it wasn't my...
Thanks for taking over. Reminds me why you're my executive.
Andrew, come out here. They want to meet the chef.
Well, I didn't decide the menu.
You're the chef. Act like it.
Christina, you know...
Oh, come on. Don't be so modest. When's the next time you're going to meet a royal family? I'll take you out there.
But Margot made the menu.
I did.
So
what? I'm not the executive chef, Ren. Sometimes that's just how it works.
Oh, that sucks.
Get used to it.
I probably won't.
Then you're too sensitive for the kitchen. Maybe you should try another field.
You know I'm on your side, right?
Did you talk to Christina about last night?
I did. She made excuses for him and said you should play along.
Great. That's really great.
Wow, what a classy guy. He didn't used to get big clients like that. Archduke and a banker. Very nice family, beautiful wife, sweet kids. Maybe you'll run into them later. Margot, could I have a quick word? Alone? Line, Ren, you can be done.
Are you sure? I wanted to talk to Margot about something.
Can it wait?
Fine. Margot, just... the season's almost over. Just think about that.
What was that?
Just some friendly advice.
Oh, Line is being friendly now. That's fun.
Yeah. What did you want to tell me?
I want to apologize, Margot. I know that was a little weird for you.
A bit.
You designed a beautiful menu.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you for all your hard work you put into this place.
It's my pleasure.
I also know you've got a long way to go. How old are you?
28.
Okay, so maybe we're getting there. Kitchens are tough, right? Am I right about that?
You are.
I know. I commend you for sticking to it. It's not an easy job. You know, I used to do line. I was in your position for years, slaving away over the grill, you bet.
I remember you telling me.
Yeah, so I get it. And it takes a lot to be good at it, being the chef especially. Determination, creativity, knife skills. But Andy, he's got that cool head. There's just something about that guy. So calm, so focused. It's a quality I always look for in a chef. He's so easygoing. Nothing really fazes him. He just keeps on going and gets the work done. You've got a bit of a temper, don't you, little lady? And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I like it. It's just, I don't know. Andy thinks, and these are his words, not mine, that you don't have the temperament for the job. Too high-strung or something. I've run into that with women in the kitchen. Dedicated, amazing, hard workers, the best work ethic you've ever seen. While all the guys are dicking around, my kitchen girls are getting it done. But when it comes to that kind of leadership, I don't know, I have faith in you. I believe you'll get there someday. But Andy was really worried when you started talking back to Christina, like you were getting an attitude and couldn't handle the pressure. So I let him take over.
He said that to you?
Oh, yeah. Pulled me aside and said everything he needed to say. Of course, coming from a place of love, you understand?
Place of love, of course.
And I don't want you going and picking any fights with him, understood?
No, definitely not.
Good. I'm glad we could have this talk.
Me too.
It's important for me to get to really know my kitchen. I mean, we're in the middle of nowhere. We got to make sure we can trust our crew, right?
Right. John, I've got something to tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not sure if, well, you want to know your people, right?
Absolutely. We're a team, a family out here. I know it gets tough seeing the same five people 7 days a week, but you need to know you can rely on them.
Yes. And I think you can rely on me.
I believe I can.
So, what I'm going to say is coming from that place.
Spit it out, Margot.
It's about Andy.
Now, I just said we're not going to start any catfights.
No, I don't want to at all. It's just you need to know something about him.
What is it?
He's... oh, God.
Margot?
He's in love with your wife.
Yeah, well, join the club, buddy. So am I. That doesn't bother me. We're friends. It's absolutely not a problem as long as he keeps to himself.
That's the thing. He isn't.
Margot, you're making a very serious accusation.
I know. I wish it wasn't true. They've been together for months. I thought maybe you should...
What is wrong with you?
John, what's the matter?
You know what's the matter.
I knew you were a piece of work when I married you, but I really had no idea what I was getting into.
Would you keep your voice down? There are guests on the cedar patio.
I don't care about the cedar patio.
Let's go back inside.
You can't, sweetheart. I'm going to find Andy.
John, come back. I know you're angry, but please don't say anything you're going to regret.
Oh, I'm not going to regret anything. Not anymore.
John, you're being ridiculous. Can we just go back inside and talk about this like adults?
Go tend to your guests, Christina. It would do you good to focus on your work.
John, don't be like this. Come back here. John! John!
Margot?
Yes?
You're executive chef. I'll get you a new uniform tomorrow.
Where's Andy?
He's leaving. Irreconcilable differences.
I don't know what to say.
He was holding you back.
I didn't mean to cause trouble. I just thought you...
Come in early tomorrow and sign your contract.
Thank you, John.
I can't thank you, but I should. You deserve the job.
Right. I mean, if you say so.
I do.
Okay.
Good.
Thanks again. Andy.
Just heard Knife Skills, written and directed by Lindsay Schneider, with sound design by Olivia Wheeler, audio engineering by Jeff Lockwood and Josh Crone, with special thanks to Pier One Theater, Kim Fine, Jesse Bolt, Hannah Bell, and Marley Sterner.
Hi, I'm Olivia Wheeler, the sound designer for Knife Skills. Thanks for tuning in to our radio play. We were lucky to feature the music from the Utah band Balls Capone at the beginning of the show. That track was Bad Dreams featuring Jimmy Magnol from their album Equal Opportunity Apocalypse. Thank you to Patrick Neville for letting us use your music in our show. You can check out the rest of Balls Capone's music on Bandcamp. Here is Bad Dreams featuring Jimmy Magnol by Balls Capone.